Okay, today's daf is Nida, daf Chav Zayin, as we get into the next daf in Perek HaMapelas, and here in the third Perek in Maseches Nida, continuing with all the different shapes, sizes, volumes of different materials that come out of a woman, different fragments of blood, of flesh, v'chulu. So we continue on Chavav Mabez with Ba'amine. Ba'amine, Rabbi Yossi, about the seven lines up from the bottom on Chavav Mabez. Ba'amine, Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul me Rabbi. Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul asks from Rabbi, Hamapelas demus orev v'shilya mahu. What happens if a woman is mapil the demus of an orev, a raven, a bird, and v'shilya, and a v'shilya, the afterbirth comes out with it. So mahu. So the shaila is, it's an orev, which usually doesn't have a shilya, but there's a shilya there. So do we assume that this was really a vlad or not? Again, tumas leida is the question. So amar lei, Rebbe answers, Ein tolan al b'davar sheish b'mino shilya. Now you're only tola by something that has a shilya, and this does not have a shilya, but Rashi says, could go in Adam u'behema v'chaya. Only Adam, Behema, and Chaya v'shilya. Birds have eggs. They lay eggs. Right? They're not going to have shilya afterbirth. It doesn't come out live. They're not mammals. So therefore, Rebbe says, so this is not called a leida. It must be from somewhere else in the body. And tahora. Kshura bo. So how do you know?
What does that have to do with the fact that I mean, she didn't give birth to an orev.
Right. She didn't give birth to an orev, but again, all the other ones, she didn't give birth to a donkey either, if it's like a donkey. If it doesn't give birth, she didn't give birth to any of these. But this is the Misora/medical knowledge of the time, that if it looks like an orev, I mean, what do you say to Machlokas says earlier, at the beginning of the parak, and Afchaf Aleph, if it looks like a demus chaya, whatever, but if it looks like a nachash not, that if it looks like, I mean, all of this is very difficult to why should certain shapes we assume is laid in certain shapes? The woman didn't have an animal, right? But yet, if it looks like an animal, according to Rameya, we're machmir, and we assume it's a leida. According to the Rabbana, unless that's Suras Adam, it's not a leida. The question is, does Shilya override that, even without a Suras Adam? So now the Bryce is saying that it does not override that.
There I can understand, because it depends on what it looks like. Here we're saying that an orev doesn't come with an afterbirth. So
I'm saying, but that's a reflection, and therefore this orev is something that goes on the list of things that we don't, if it was just an orev, we also wouldn't be metame. Right, obviously Shilya, the question is, would Shilya put us over the top? And the answer is no, she does not put us over the top. Good, so where are we? Ain't all about the Vashish Mamino Shilya. Kshura Bomahu, what if it's tied onto it? What if it's mamish connected to it? So you know this Shilya is connected to this Arif. Amarle, Davashino Shalta. You ask somebody now come on, never comes up. Shilya tied, so Dover She'eno Sha'alta. If you look in Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in Maseches, and this was Rabbi, who answers? Rebbe says this to Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul. How could you ask such a question? If you look in Maseches Menaches, on Daf Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph, Rebbe was asked another question there. Boy mine plimo me Rebbe. Rebbe asked from plimo. I'm sorry, Plimo asked from Rebbe. Mishieshlo shnei roshim be'ezem mehen meniach tefillin. The baby is born with two heads, as we discussed last week from the Shvus Yaakov. Which head does he put tefillin on? If he's born with two heads. And what did Rebbe say? Get out of the Beis Medrash now. Amar lei, o kum galei, o kabel alech hashamta. Leave or be excommunicated. So Rebbe was pretty strong. That what kind of crazy question you're asking me? Adahachi, if you remember the case. Meanwhile, while Rebbe was screaming at him, Asa hahu gavra amarle yisyali yinuka disle trei rashi. Right, as Rebbe was screaming at him, what kind of crazy question you're asking me? Somebody walked in and said, Rebbe, I just had a kid with two heads. What do I do? Right, kama beinan lemesav lekohen. Right, he was a bechar. So how many pidyon habens do I have to give? Asa hahu saba. Tanalei, chayav litin lo, yud slime. Gotta give 10. 10 slime. Why? Because we assume, Nakamar assumes, efshar letzamsein, they could come out at exactly the same time, maybe they both have the status of bechar, v'cholu. Either way, Rabbi Yaakov Emden and Argamar is meir, amazing ha'ara, so why did Rebbe get so upset in Nakamar, Menachas Lamazayim and Aleph? Somebody asked the question of two heads, and he's like, oh, what are you talking about? And he threw him out of the Beis Medrash until somebody walked in, and here he says, oh, come on, that's davar she'eino sha'alta. Sounds a little, maybe he mellowed a little bit as he got older. So some say Rabbi Yaakov Emden alludes to the fact that maybe the point is, after that story took place in Achinami, he screamed at him, but then this guy walked in and asked the question right afterwards. It's like, maybe I better bite my tongue a little bit. I better be more careful. So therefore here, he didn't throw him out of the base. He just said that, I don't want to really relate to that now. Davar she'eino sha'alta. Okay, if you look in the Menachos there, in the Ben Yehoyada there in Meseches Menachos on Daf Lamed Zayin there, so he says, it's a similar to the Shvus Yaakov we had last week, but I'll just mention it because it's on that Daf. Hinei po irenu Baghdad. Right, Ben Yehoyada, the Ben Ishchai was from Baghdad, one of the great Gedolei HaPoskim, from Baghdad, the Ben Ishchai. Baghdad, haya ubar bebetan behema, kispa acha shahaya lo shnei rashim. There was a kesset, there was a sheep that was pregnant with a two-headed baby. Veheviu oso lefanenu. V'achar shana nolad meisha achas, yelad sheish lo shnei rashim. Ach nitbaishu laharos oso. She was embarrassed to show him to all of us. Rachman al Islan. V'rak halichu oso eitzal rofi Europi. Ki nolad chai. He was nolad alive. Avalocha yosef mishlosha yamim. He didn't live for 3 days. V'yigidu li anashim shahayu krovim li oledes shero oso. V'gam lahami aledes sha'alti v'yigidu kenadavar. Right, it was a true story. V'gam lerofi sha'alti v'aydi adam echad. V'yamar kenu v'aguf echad. V'rak manat savar mitchalik l'shtei tzavarim. U'shnei rashim gemurim b'galgoles v'inayim v'aznayim b'chotim u'peh b'ein machzor. V'efshar, so you see it's possible. So you see, it's possible. So the Ben Ishchai and Shvus Yaakov we saw in the 1700s. So why did Rebbe get so upset and angry? The Efshar Masha Hikpid Rebbe Al She'elas Plimo. If it was an occurrence. So Lachar was an occurrence in those generations too. So why did he get so upset? Who Rebbe Shadavar Zelo Shchiach? The Od Chashav Dim Yivaled Kach I Efshar Lichios V'Yagia Lachal Shanim Shel Gadol Shabray Lo Aniach Tfilin. To ask the pigeon on Ben question, maybe that's not a problem. To ask the tefillin question, says maybe that's something that he would be more upset about. Even though Bizman Azeh, we know, right, there are cases where people could leave even longer. But either way, it's a great ha'aru of Rabbi Yaakov Emden that puts these two gemaras together. Right, neither chavav mabez, menachas lamed zayin, in terms of unusual questions and Rebbe's reactions. Okay, we continue. Esve, 4 lines from the bottom. So Rebbe just said that if it looks like something that does not have a shilya, so even if it has a shilya connected to it, so we are not told it. Eisvei hamapelas min behema chaya va'of v'shilya imahin. If a woman is mapelas, a form that looks like behema chaya ve'of. Oaf is on the list. V'shilya imahin. And there's a shilya, an afterbirth with them, and the placenta's coming out. Bizman shashil yakshura imahen ein choshin levlad acher. When the shilya is tied on, so we're not choshish for another vlad. We assume this shilya is from this. Ein shilya yakshura imahen choshin levlad acher. But if the shilya is not tied on, so we assume this shilya is from a different vlad. And what do I do? Hareni matil alehem chomer shnei vlados. And I assume, if it's not tied on, I give them the chumrah of two vlados. Sha'ani omer, shemini moach, shvir shel shilya, vini moach, shilya shel shvir. Maybe there were two here. Maybe the shvir of the shilya was disintegrated, the afterbirth of the fetus was disintegrated, and maybe the fetus of the afterbirth, meaning there's one of each. Rashi says, first skinny line, Shani Omer, Vlad Haya Im Hashilya Vinimoch Shvir Shel Shilya, with the Shilya that came out, that's not tied on. We're going on the safe for the second half of the line. There was a baby here. There was a fetus here, but it disintegrated. So this Shvir, this afterbirth is from that baby. And the Shvir, right, the other, also Vinimoch Shilya Shel Shvir, Vinimoch Shvir Shel Vlad, right, Shilya, next Rashi, Vishem Nimocha, Shilyasa Shel Shvir, Klomar, Vishilyasa Shel Zeshalafanenu, Nimoch, Vizuena Shelo, Holvena Kshurabo. Right, but either way, you see, so we're worried about another baby. But what do you see from the first half of the brisa? That's the problem. Problem is that if it's kshurabo, so you assume it's connected. This shilya is from this orev. So that's the kasha on Rebbe. How could Rebbe say that? Even if it's tied on, I'm not worried about it. Answer, tyufta. No answer. Just leave it as a tyufta. Asks the Ritva, you're asking a kasha from a brisa on Rebbe, and you're leaving it as a tyufta? Don't we know the principle of, right, Rebbe's a Tana. I mean, I don't even need a, right, Rav Tanu Palig. So what kind of kasha is this? Ask the Ritva. V'af agav the Rebbe Tanahu. So what's the problem? So he could argue, no, what's the issue here? Rebbe said, "Shiny hachad lo piligi bidvar halacha." They're arguing about a halacha issue. They're basically arguing about a mitzius, whether we assume this is true or not. So that we could ask a mitzius question on. Rebbe said, "Come on, it's not true. It never happens. Even if it's tied on, we don't assume that this is from this." And the Brisa says it is possible. So there, that's a kasha that you could ask on Rebbe. Elisha Rebbe hayasavur shedzed davar she'eno v'ariatan hazeh omer sheyeshno. That's the kasha. So you could ask on a Tana if the Brisa, Mishnah, Tosefta prove that their mitzius is incorrect, right? But if it's obviously just a halachic issue, then it wouldn't be able to ask on it, right? It's similar, not exactly, but this reminds us of the comment of Rashi, and Tosis a little bit, comment of Rashi in Meseches Ksubis on Daf Nun Zayin Amar Aleph. In the sugya there, the Gemara has two dais that argue about what an earlier opinion said, right? The Gemara says, "Pligi tre'amoroi atamayu," right, on the earlier Amora, tre'amoroi alibetachad Amora. So two later Amora are arguing what an earlier Amora said. Rashi there, important Rashi, Ksubas Nun Zayinam and Aleph. Rashi says, you can't say elu ve'elu divri elokim chayim when it's a machlokas about what Rebbe said, what a Rebbe said. You can say elu ve'elu when you have a machlokas about mutter, asr, chayiv, pater, Tametar, Elo Velo, David Lekim Chaim, Gemara in Erevin, Yud Gimel, and the Ritva there, where the Ritva says, Moshe Rabbeinu was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Memtes Panim Latame, Memtes Panim Latahir, right? There are, right, all different ways of looking at things. And therefore, Elo Velo, David Lekim Chaim, you can't say that where it's Machlokas and Metzias. The Rebbe said something, and the Talmidim are arguing, what did the Rebbe say? That's not Elo Velo. Right, if the Rebbe changed his mind, though, you can have that. But you can't say Elu Ve'elu if they're arguing because one of them is wrong. Crucial Rashi. But if it's a machlokas and mitzius, you can't say that. Machlokas is what the Rebbe said. And therefore, here too, in our Gemara, right, the Ritva is exactly the same idea as Rashi. If it's machlokas and mitzius, whether this can exist or not, then you could ask a kasha on another Tana. Right, it's not a machlokas, it's about a halachic issue. Good. So one might ask, once we're in the Parsha Shavua, we're already in it, so we might as well make the comment, so why wasn't Korach Elu Ve'elu? So there's a limit to Elu Ve'elu. Elu Ve'elu is only there's a spectrum. There's a spectrum and there's flexibility, but only if one has the right to have a Deya. One has the right to have a Deya. Rav Shechter talks about this a lot in many different shiurim of his, where he says Elu Ve'elu is only where somebody could have a Deya. You gotta be in the league, right? If you're not in the league, so then, you know, you can't give a Deya. Right, and he the Rav Soloveitchik writes in one of the articles in Reflections of the Rav titled the Common Sense Rebellion Against Torah Authority. So the title of the article about Korach, where he says that Korach, he argued, even though he would never have argued with the expertise of architecture with Bezalel, he would never have argued with any medical, you know, the profession of somebody has went to medical school for many years, and all of a sudden he comes to ask Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, because we find throughout generations, right, people who they would never argue, just to say it again, we would never argue, you walk into an operating room, oh, I think the operation, you should do this and not that. Nobody would say that, because they know, obviously, it's not their league. They can't have a Deya. If they're building a bridge, you know, I think you should build a bridge with this arch. I didn't go to engineering school, so I have no idea. So I know I can't give a Deya. But all of a sudden, we learn for a year or two in yeshiva, and for more than a couple of years, that we think, oh, I can give a Deya. I know exactly what to say. Moshe Rabbeinu, I should be the, you should have made me the position, not Aaron. It's the common sense, right? It's what I know, just as well as you know. But we have to realize that, right, like Rav Moshe writes. Rav Moshe writes in his Akdama to Igros Moshe. He says somebody has to be Shakua, and he didn't want to give his Deya until he was forced to give his Deya. Rav Moshe says somebody has to devote their lives and be Mashkia themselves in Torah of Yerushalayim and Shas and Poskim, backwards and forwards. Once I know that, so then I can give a Deya. But up until that point, which many of us never get to, we could strive for that point. But up until that point, then I'm not given a day. But anyway, that is just the Korach issue. It was this Parsha Shavua. I wanted to mention it. But that is the Ritva right here on the Gemara. Okay, we continue. Omar Rabba Bar Shela Omar of Masna Omar Shmuel Maisa Vatoluat Ashilya Bivlad at Asara Yamim. It's a story that they would tola that Ashilya came out 10 days after the baby, after the Vlad, Ashilya came out, and they would tola it on the original baby. Right, original baby. Right, Rashi says, Achara Vlad, Avoyas Ashilya Kodem. I'm sorry, that's going to be the next line of the Gemara. But Adasar Yam, even 10 days later, we say that the Shilya is from this Vlad. We don't assume there was a different Vlad. Meaning, L'may Nafkamina, when do you start counting the days from? Tumas Leida and Timitari Me Tahora. V'lo Amru Tolan Ela B'Shilya Haba Achar HaVlad. But this only is true if the Shilya comes up after the Vlad. If the Shilya comes out before the Vlad, then you assume there was another Vlad. Because the Shilya is not going to come out before. The Shilya is supporting and sustaining the Vlad, and therefore we assume the Vlad came out first, and the Shilya comes out afterwards. If the Shilya comes out first, we assume there was another Vlad there. The Tzlach just has a hara here. He says, if it comes out before the Vlad, what's the difference anyway? What's the difference anyway? You're going to be Tamei from the later point anyway, because it was a baby that came out later. So L'may Nafkamina, and beforehand you didn't know something else was going to come out. You thought maybe it was a Shilya below Vlad. So he says, maybe as an Afkamina, where the baby that comes out Yosei Dofen, where it's not going to have Tomas Leida. So then you still assume that it goes, you connect, your Machaber, your Makasher, this Shilya, you're not Makasher the Shilya with the later Vlad, you assume there was another Vlad somewhere else.
You always have the
boy-girl, but we're always Machmer to cover our bases there in that case anyway. Right. I mean, if you saw and it was one of them. If it was one of them, you have to be makra for the other one. Right, okay. You have to be makra for the other one. Right, it's true. Okay. Amar Rabbi Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Maisa v'tolu asashili b'vlad ad chaf gimel yamim. Right, even 23 days later, you still told her that it was from the original one. Amar le Rabbi Yosef ad chaf dalad amar tlan. I heard 24. Chaf dalad yamim. Amar Rabbi Acha b'redu Rabbi Avira, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Maisa Vinishtaha Havlad Acher Chaveiro Lamed Gimel Yom Amalei Rav Yosef Lamed Dalet Amar Tzlan. Okay, 33 or 34 or 23 and 24. So we'll get to the continuation of the Gemara in a minute. But if you look in the Rambam writes in Hilchas Yisurei Bia Yud Dalid, Amapela Shilya Teshiv Azachav Lanakeva. If you have a Shilya, you have to, like Mati just said, you have to be Machmir for Zachar Nakeva. Losha Shilya Vlad Elashain Shilya below Vlad. Not that we assume the Shilya is the Vlad, but we assume somewhere there's a Vlad. Maybe it was disintegrated before it came out. Hipila Nefel, v'yachakach hipila Shilya. If it was a Nefel and then the Shilya, choshesh le Shilya, v'harayu kevlat acher, vein omrim zu Shilya is ha-Nefel. Shein tolon is ha-Shilya, ela b'vlad shel kayama. We'll get to that. L'fichach, im yolda v'vlad shel kayama, v'hipila Shilya, afilu achar esrim v'shlosha yamim. Tolon osa b'vlad. If you have it 23 days later, the Rambam says, you're not told it b'vlad acher. Asks the Kesef Mishnah, v'yesh l'tamua al Rabbeinu, lo makas v'afilu acher chav gimel yom, v'halo b'gemara, lo amr ela ad chav gimel yom. The Rambam's lashon is, even after 23 days. The Gemara says 23 is the cutoff. What he means, 24? By saying, even after 23 is 24? So, he says, even after 23. So, he leaves it b'tzarachian. Al Karchach, he says, you have to say that. It means even after 23, even 24 days. So I saw one of the Achronim say, maybe the Rambam, we know, it doesn't have Nekudos. So maybe you could read this a little bit differently. So one of the Achronim quote this. Afilu lefichach im yolda v'lashel kayama v'ipila shilya afilu acher. Right, I'll read it, quote you who says this. It's the Teferis Lemoshe quotes this. The Shurach Likro b'divrei Rambam afilu, I'm sorry, not acher. Echar chaf gimel yom benikud seirei upatach v'lo achar benikud. So that's what it means. It's not after 23. Afilu echar, even if she delayed 23. Then the Rambam reads beautifully. If it's echar 23, it's not saying even after. Even if she is delayed. So that's an interesting hara. The Chachmas Basal doesn't like this suggestion. But either way, it's fascinating just as an example of How do we don't even know how to read the Rambam with Nekudos? Forget the Torah with Nekudos, right? Is it Acher? Is it Echar? The Rambam in Yisurei Bia, Yud Dalad. Right, that is the interesting Ha'ara of the Rambam. Let us continue, and then we'll make another Ha'ara. Hanicha, so we just had a Machlokas, right? We had a Machlokas about 23 and 24, and then we had another story about 33 and 34. So Hanicha, so that's going to come up tomorrow, later on. Hanicha lamanda amar yoledes letisha yoledes lamakutain. There seems to be a Machlokas in the Gemara, different deos. If a woman gives birth in her a full-term baby, can she give birth to a full-term baby early? Right, lumakutain. Meaning she won't fulfill her 9 months. Is that possible? In the seventh month, we'll see in a minute, everybody agrees that yoledes lamakutain. If it's already not full terms, then you can have the end of the seventh, beginning of the middle of the seventh, but ninth, that's a machlokas. So, honey, chalaman damar yoledes letisha yoledes lamakutain, if you say that, so then mishkachas la, echad shenigmar atzurasa l'sof shiva, vechad nigmar atzurasa l'tchilas tisha. You could see how you could have these days of separation in between. You could have one at the end of the seventh and one at the beginning of the ninth. That's how you could have 33, 34 days in between the two babies. If you assume that the 9-monther was early and the 7-monther was full 7th month, elamanda amar yoledes letisha eino yoledes lamakutain. But if you assume, like the opinion that says a woman who has a full-term baby is not going to have the baby early, eino yoledes lamakutain. So ma'ikel amemar. So what are you going to say? This was at least bisman haTalmud. Maybe this was an issue of rov de lasa kaman. What percentage was it? Do you have to assume, right, that what was full-term was not full-term? But if you say it's not going to happen, so then how do you ever have the same, right, we say up until 33, 34, you could say it's the same baby. So how could you have a baby and the shilya that are so separated, right? Megalam Amar. So Gemara says, Eifach, Shmaitza, Lamed Gimel L'Shilya, Chaf Gimel L'Vlad. Right, that's the, I'm sorry, I misspoke before. It was the stories were not about Shilyas, it was about Vlados. It was about two babies born, right, separated by 33 days, which we'll talk about more. And that's what the Gemara says. How can you have two babies born if you have one, right, if it's Yoledes Lamakutain, if it's not Yoledes Lamakutain, it's not gonna work. So the Gemara says, you're right, switch it. Eifach Shmaitza, Lamed Gimel L'Shilya. We could say by a Shilya case, even if the Shilya, the afterbirth, comes out 33 days later, we could attribute it to the original Vlad. But the babies have to be Chav Gimel, only 23 days at most separated, because if you hold that it is Yoledes Letisha, Eina Yoledes Lamakutain, then it's not gonna be able to work more than that. Meaning they'll have to be within the same month. Within the seventh month. It would have to be within the seventh month. Good. Finishing up, Amr of Avin Barav Ada, Amr of Nachim Menachem Ishkvar Sha'arim, the Amri La Be Sha'arim. Just in case you thought it was unusual, the Gemara says it actually happened. Maisa v'nishtah Vlad Ach Echad Acher Chavero Gimel Chadashim. 3 months between twins. Wow. V'harehem Yoshvim Lofanena Bebeis HaMedrash. And there they are, over there. Those two guys sitting and learning over there. Umay ninu, ma ninu, Yehuda v'chizkiya b'nei Rebbi Chiya. Right, the children of Rebbi Chiya, they were born. We just had the children of Rebbi Chiya in a story a couple of days ago. They went out to the city to find out, and his father said, ah, you're a matar, go be matame. We had stories of the B'nai Rebbi Chiya. So here they are. Yehuda and Chizkiya, they were born 3 months apart from each other. Period. Ay, v'ha marmar, ein isha misaberes, v'cho ezeres u misaberes. Don't we know that a woman cannot become pregnant again once she's pregnant? So, how do we have this? So, Omar Abaya, Tipa Achas Hoysa, Finischalka L'Shtayim. It was one drop, and it split into two. What does that mean? It was, right, it was identical, right? So, but still, 3 months apart? Wow. Echad Ingmar Tzurasa, B'tchila Zayin, V'echad B'sof Tes. One of them, again, in the you'll have to hold, like, work out according to the opinions of the Gemara, but one was born at the beginning of the seventh, one was born at the end of the ninth, but that's how it was. The Gemara assumes it as a Dover Pasha, that this was a reality. If you don't think it's true, so I have if you look online, there is a story. I have this is from August 2nd, 2005. 2005, twins born 2 months apart. A mother has made medical history by giving birth to twins 2 months apart. It was revealed today. She gave birth to baby Catalin in December and his brother Valentin 59 days later. That is later. She was told 8 years ago that she would never have any more children after a miscarriage told her that she was been left infertile. Found that it was delivered by cesarean section yesterday, and his brother had been last year. Unbelievable. She said, what happened? What makes the case unique, says the doctor, is that the two pregnancies evolved simultaneously. And now that one of the babies was born without affecting the other one. What is it? A double uterus. One in every 50,000 women has a double uterus, but the hospital believed it was the first case where women have become pregnant at the same time in both wombs and given birth nearly 2 months apart. Unbelievable. That's the story right here. We put in an incubator, and that's the story. The news of the twins comes weeks after a 67-year-old Romanian woman became the world's oldest new mother, giving birth to a daughter after trying to have children for more than 30 years. Okay, we're not going to all different stories on the internet right now. But that is the story. In 2005, women had babies a couple months apart from each other. Once we're talking about items that are connected to, right, shilyas, and that are connected to vlados, that's the discussion. So the Chashuk Echemet says, again, this could have been put here or in Bamitzia. I might add Bamitzia maybe would have been more connected. Again, we have two Chashuk Echemets today. If somebody, Rahman al-Islan, was found in the sea, Adam shetava bayam, umatzu oto vihitiru asishto. Right, a man was found, and about 100 kilometers, you find possessions. 100 kilometers from where he was found, you find possessions with money in it and v'chulu. Do you assume it's his? Do you assume this is far away, but it's connected to the person? Just like if you have the shul, you're far away, you assume it's connected to the blood. Ha'im yish laniach shem shayachim l'nitva, mazorach l'tzneim l'yarshav, oshem yish lachar shabagadim elu shel neder acharim. So Tzevach Tzedek quotes, he says that if you didn't hear of anybody else lost, very difficult, or anybody else that drowned, it's very improbable that this is from somebody else. Milsa de lo shkicha klal. And therefore, Hochachos Elu, he says, Messiah Slasvaris Akurva, Shabagadim Haman Achalal Hamunach Mikarav Abagadim Ma'od, and even though they're not so close, but water moves things. And since water moves things, you can assume it is connected. V'yesh v'rayel esfarzu, mi'amavur benida chavzayin. And he quotes our Gemara. And he says, this is begadim David having kemo shil yil avlad. Like a shil yil avlad, and therefore, I think it would be shy to the blood. He says, and then the Rav Zilberstein even adds, and it's even worse, the Tzemach Tzedek, that is going lahotzi mechaz kasa. Right, you have a cheskas chayim, and then you're making it into a cheskas misa, and you assume it goes with her. Here, the woman has the baby already. Has the baby already. She had a leida. So you, the denida, dana lomar asmacha tliya, shahabaya, and then we're going to talk about whether the bias is becheskas tara tahora. We'll get to in a few minutes. And you want to just be mamshech the chazaka. You're not changing any chazaka by saying the shulya is with this baby. So therefore, we would be mako as well. Okay, that is part one of the daf. We continue now. Shilya b'bayis habayis tamei. So if we had in the Mishnah, if the shilya is in, yesterday, right, if there is a shilya in a house, the house is tamei, because we assume somewhere ain't shilya below vlad. Not that the vlad is in here, but the afterbirth reflects as a siman that there was a vlad, and we assume what? That it somehow came out. Somehow came out, because the next line, Reb Shimon in the Mishnah said no. It disintegrated before it came out. Nimo kavlad ad shelo yatsa. It disintegrated before it came out. And remember Rashi? Rashi said there on the Mishnah, and bitul barov. It was nispatel in the other dam that was coming out, and therefore it does not have the status of the vlad. That was the Tanakama and Rebbe Meir. Tana Rabbanon, Shilya Babayis, the Tosefta says, Habayis Tamei, Losha Shilya Vlad, El Shein Shilya Below Shein Vlad Ima, Div Rebbe Meir. That is what Rebbe Meir says. There's always a Shilya. There's always a Vlad where there's a Shilya. That's the Tanakama Shita from our Mishnah. Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon, Mitaharin. They say Tahar. Rebbe Shimon was the one in our Mishnah. Now he has two teammates. Right, they're all Tahar. Amru lo Rebbe Meir, Iatamoda. They say to Rebbe Meir, a Meir who says, Tame, don't you agree, Shim Hotzi Uhu Baseifel Labes Achison Shehutar? If you have this Shulya that was taken out of the woman, or the woman pushed it out of her, if it's in a bowl, and now you take it to another house, don't you agree that that other house is Tahar? Right, so don't you agree that there's no Vlad in here? So what's the difference between writing? He's saying there's no blood in here. So why do you assume this house is tameh? So Amar Lahan Aval, he says that's true. But the lama lafisha eino, because I'm saying it's not here now. But I assume with the pressure of the birth that also made it disintegrate. But as it came out, it was there. It existed, and therefore this house is going to be tameh, even though if you move this now to another house, it's not going to be tameh. You don't assume it's there now. And they say to him, Amru lo, kishem she'eino bebayis ha-chitzon, kacheino bebayis ha-panimi. Just like it's not going to be in the next house that you bring it to, the chitzon, so too is that in this house. That is what the Rabbanan, the three rabbis, say to Rebbe Meir. Amar Lahan, he says to them, no, eino domen, nimok, pamachas, nimok, beis pa'amim. On the way out, you're right, it gets a little disintegrated, but it's still a little bit existent that it will be matami this house. But once it's there and you're going to move it by moving it to the other house, that movement also is going to make it even disintegrate more, and therefore, I do not hold of tuma in the second house. Period. There can be a separation if something, but here the Shilya came out already. So the Shilya cannot.
10 days after the vlog.
No, but we assume there's nothing else in this case. The woman didn't have any other expulsion or nothing else.
It's in this house.
So, no, the case Pashas is talking about that this is the. Right, we don't know any other details. We're assuming this is the only thing. You're right. If there was a vlog that came out 8 days ago somewhere else, then fine. Right, I think our mayor's point is that we don't know. We don't know about where the vlog is. There is no vlog. So, but do we have to assume that there was a vlad? Yes, Rav Papa Achorei Rav Bimi Kamei Rav Hamnuna. Rav Papa was sitting behind Rav Bimi in front of Rav Hamnuna. V'yasev Kamer, my time is Rav Shimon. What's the reason for Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon, who says tar in these cases. Kasavar. So first, Svara suggested called Tumash in his Ari, but Bamin Acher B'Tela. Chiddush is any Tumah that it's mixed in with anything else, it can be batel. Rashi says, afilu mimin tuma, im eno shavela betela. Even if it's another type of tuma, if it's anything different, tumas are mavatel than each other, says Rabbi Shimon. And therefore here, if you have the vlad, if it's nimoach, so then it is going to be batel. That's the first suggestion of the Sarah for Rabbi Shimon. Amaluhu Rav Papa, Rav Papa hears this and he says, Hainunami tamayo Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi. By the way, that's also the reason for Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. You're telling me the reason for Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, but in the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi also hold like him. So that's also the reason for Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, Rav Papa comments. So achicholei, they start laughing at Rav Papa. Maishnah Pshita, that's pretty obvious. They say like him, and the price it says, Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda, and Reb Yossi. So what are you doing? It's such a foolish comment. Pshita. So Amar Rav Papa, or Papa says, no, afilu ki hamilsa. Even something as obvious as this, lema inish velo nishto kame rabbe. You should say it in front of your Rebbe. Lo habayshan lamed. Mishum shenemar, im navalta behisnase, if you are menavel yourself, behisnase, in trying, if you're menavel yourself on divrei Torah, behisnase, you will eventually be raised up. But if you say something that you think is foolish, but it's all, that might be foolish, but it's all to try to understand Torah, you will ultimately be raised up. Vim zamosa, and if you, from a muzzle, zamosa, if you kept quiet because you were embarrassed, yad lepe, you'll end up putting your hands to your mouth a lot, you'll end up being quiet and not growing in Torah. Basically, Rav Papa is saying that even though it's obvious, you should have said it because, you know, you still could learn something. Ask the Ben Yoyada, what could you have learned here? It was pretty obvious. It was pretty obvious. Said the Ben Yoyada, no, Rav Papa was bothered that they were just originally interested. What's the reason for Rav Shimon? What about the other Tanaim? What kind of cover do you give the other Tanaim? It was three Tanaim that said this opinion. That's what he was alluding to them. That was the problem in what they were saying. Ki radra bibi nakid dvar va rabshim and dafka. Ach bebraise, it was all three of them. Lachain rav papa bala hakshul sa rabibi. Amai nakad hai milsa rabshim and bilvad. Velo nakad on the other opinions. Reacha de shlashim nisku bebraise. That's where papa was trying to allude to them. Rabibi didn't get the message though. He thought it was just pashib shat of rav papa. So therefore he said, what kind of obvious comment is that? So he answers them, he says, even though you think things are obvious, there's always more underneath. He's alluding to them that you missed my point. My point is that if you're asking for a svara for one of the great Tanaim, you should mention all of them. You should give kavod to all the Tanaim that are mentioned and not just one of them. Not just one in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is only Reb Shimon. But the Braisa had all three. So the Ben Yoyada gives a little more background to this to this discussion. Good. But if this is the svar for Reb Shimon, anytime there's a mixture, it's mevatel. So the Gemara says, Gazer Reb Shimon Latime. Reb Shimon is going according to his reasoning. The Tanya, because the Brisa says, Mali Tarvid Rekev. Rekev is rotted corpse. Rekev is rotted corpse. How much rotted corpse is matame? So Rekev, Amali Tarvid Rekev, you have a spoonful of Rekev, Shenafa Latocho, and a spoonful is the size, that it's matame. So Shenafa Latocho, Afa Koshu, a tiny little amount of dust, regular dust, right, dirt, falls into it. So now you have a spoonful mixed in with this, tame. The Tanakhama says tame. What do you mean? You have the shear there, and you have a little extra dirt there. Okay, it's still tame. Rashi says, it's a halacha moshmi sinai. Now that's the shear. Rabbi Shimon mitayer. Rabbi Shimon says tar in that case. Why? Same thing. Right? If you have a different type of tumah mixed in, it's going to be me tam betar. My time with Reb Shimon, Amar Rabash, Kachtinu l'Rabbanan d'Bei Rav, d'Yasvi v'Kamri, i'efshe shelo yirbu, shtei predos afar, al preda acha shel rekev v'chaser lei. At somewhere in this spoon, wherever the dirt is, wherever the plain dirt is, it's going to surround a tiny little drop of rekev. Because the dirt was mixed in here. So somewhere in here, surrounding a drop of rekev, is regular dirt. So it's going to be mevatelin in that spot. If it's mevatelin in that spot, so then memela, you don't have the requisite amount of rekev in order to be metame. That's the svara for Rabbi Shimon. That is what? What? So, right, Chanan. Right, we're going to talk about that, gets into sugyas of Chulin. But this is Tomentara, might have different rules. So that's what the Rabbanan said in front, but Yamina Lahu, but Rabba says, Adarabba, I say the opposite. Just the, you could suggest the opposite. E'afshash le'yibush de'predos rekev, al preda achashal afar. So the opposite, there's only a drop of afar here, so say the opposite. It knocks out the afar. V'nafish le'shiure. And there's even more. Right, it's what you would say, tahar nefach l'tuma. Right, so that can be the svara for Rabbi Shimon. So there must be a difference. So again, we wanted to try to connect this Rabbi Shimon to the previous Rabbi Shimon about other types of tumas being mevatel. So, but Rabbi says it can't be. El amar Rabba, hainu tam Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi says this is the reason for Rabbi Shimon. It must be unique to this case, and therefore in 15 lines from now, we're going to have to come back and give a different svara for Rabbi Shimon in our case. But now we're still focusing on this case. El Amar Rabba, I know time with the Reb Shimon. Sofo kitchilaso. The end, the rekev, the end of the rekev, as it rots, kitchilaso is like the beginning. What do you mean the beginning? Matchilaso, just like when somebody is buried. Na'aselo davar acher gangilon. Something else could be a gangilon to it. What does gangilon mean? Gangilon, Rashi says right here, means something that prevents. Something that prevents something from the beginning. Look at the fifth line of Rashi. Lashon gangilon, davar ha'omed kinegdo, levatzlo ulekalkalo. That's the lashon of gangilon. What does that mean? It means something, when you have a corpse is matame, oh well, obviously. But if you have a corpse, as it disintegrates, if you have something else that's part of this corpse, that prevents the corpse from creating rekev. That's gangilon. Tumas of the body of an aver, of a revias dam. That's matame. But gangilon means that for, it could prevent something from happening later on. So Rabba says, corpse dust, rekev, will never be created if there's something part of the corpse when it first is buried. So just like there is preventative, saf sofa nasal davar gavar acha gangilon, so too when it becomes a rekev, Gangilon is going to prevent it. Meaning it's a specific halacha, Rabbi says, by Tumas Rekev. Mahi, where do we have this halacha? By Tchilaso, which Rabbi extends to Sofo. The Tanya, the Brisa says, the Tosefta. Ezel me in, you could have guessed it. Ahalos. Ezel me sheish lo Rekev, which is the type of mace that has corpse dust as it disintegrates. Vezel me shein lo Rekev. So, nikvar arum ba aron shel shayish. If a person is buried naked in a marble coffin, or gabi ritzba shalavanim, zeo me sheish lo rekev. Because there is going to be pure corpse dust. Ezo me sheish lo rekev, but bizman hazeh, one could say that we don't usually have that. Why? Because we have tachrichin. Ezer obey sheish ain lo rekiv nikra bixuso. Oba aren shall eats. So the wood is gonna mix in. Oh, al gabi rispa shall levainim, or bricks. Zeome shein lo rekiv. So you see, rekiv is prevented, gangilon, right, is prevented if there's anything else that's mixing in this rekiv as it rots, so that there's not gonna be any tumas rekiv on that. So it's a special din by Tumas Rekev. If you have a whole bone, if you have a whole bone, so a whole bone the size of a, not a whole bone, a size of a kisora, right, that's the,
if you bury a mace in
but that is, that's not ohel, that's not ohel, right, I think if you if I remember, it's Magan Masa, how much we've seen that saora, that's a kisora, is not Tumas ohel. So there are still differences between the Tumas. V'lo'am Rekev el l'mace bilvad, l'm'ute harug delo. And by the way, Rekev is only applies to mace, not to somebody who was killed. Why? So Rashi says, because when somebody's killed, Dom leaves him. So again, it is the same thing, that it's not a whole corpse that is going to rot. That is what Rashi says right here. Because it is chaser. The Aruch Laner says, sometimes you have somebody who's harik who doesn't lose any Dom. Right, somebody Rachman al-Islan is strangled. Right? Or you have the opposite. You have a case of somebody who just dies that loses blood. So the Aruch Laner assumes it's a halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Doesn't assume it's based on a svara of chaser dam. He assumes it's a halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Period. Let's continue a little more. There's a great ta'ara, but let's continue. Gufa, mali, tavred rekav, shenafel l'tocho, afer kol shehu, tamei. As we have, there's a little dirt mixed into this tavred rekav. Tamei, according to the Tanakama. Because as long as it was pure from the beginning, so then you don't say Rabba's extension of sofo ketchilaso. Chilasu applies, but the Tanakhama does not say that you extend it if something gets mixed in afterwards. For Rabbi Shimon Mitar, Rabbi Shimon says no tar. Mali Tavid Rekav Shin is Pazir Bebayis. If you have a Mali Tavid Rekav that gets scattered in the house, Habayis Tame. The house is still Tame, because even though it's mixed into dirt, it's still all under the house. For Rabbi Shimon Mitar, because again, it's mixed in with all the other dirt in the house. Vit Sricha, you need both cases. The case where you have a spoonful that it has a mixture, and the case where it's spread all over the floor of the house. The Iashbina Kamaisa, if you only had the spoon case, maybe there the Rabbanan say, Tahar Mitame, Mishum Demichnef, because it's all gathered together. Avon Nispazi, Mimodel Olu Rab Shimon. Maybe they would agree to Rab Shimon if it's all spread out, the Ein Ma'ahil, V'chozir U'ma'ahil. Because if it's in all different parts under the roof, so maybe you're not mitzareif all different parts of the roof to each other. It's all spread out. So they would say tahar. V'yashbina baha. And if you only had the room case, pa'akamar baha amar Reb Shimon. Dein ma'al chozer ma'ahil. Maybe only over there Reb Shimon would say tahar. Aval baha imamo delu l'rabbana. But maybe in the spoon case he would agree tamei. Tzricha. That's why you need both cases. Period. Tanya idach. One more. Mali tarvet va'od afar bebeis akvaris. Again, you have Mali Tarvin in a basic with dirt of the basic varis tame. Rabbi Shimon Matayer, same thing. My Tanai the Rabbanan, why the Rabbanan say tame? Lefi Shiyafsha la Mali Tarvin va'od off from a basic varis. Shein bo Mali Tarvin rekev. So it's going to have a Tarvin a rekev, and even if it's mixed into something else, the Rabbanan don't say that affects. Stop there for a minute to come in for this story today. Dayenu, the Chashuke Chemed again. We're getting our money's worth. The rugged shover. The rugged shover was at a doctor once, and he was told, this is unbelievable, he was told he's got kidney stones. He's got kidney stones. What was his reaction? What was his reaction? He says, if somebody has kidney stones, is that gangilon if they die? And the doctor said, what? Right? Why? Because the issue is, if there's anything external, so then it prevents Tumas Rekev. That was the Rugged Shover's reaction when he hears this. He says, why? His suffix, he didn't explain himself. But we're explaining. We're doing Drisha V'Chakira on the Rugged Shover's comment. He says, because She'ulai ha'avanim heim davar chitzoni, she'eno kashur l'meis, ka'afar sheba mi'bachutz, v'nis'ari b'yachan ha'merkav ha'meis, l'chein ha'meis, ena matami, Tumas Rekev. Right, if somebody dies with kidney stones. And he says, lo yadua, we don't know what the, he wasn't his pashit, his suffix. Right, Venira, he would assume it's Matami. So the Rav Zilberstein says, I think it would be Matami Tumas Rekev. Because even if you want to say the source of it is Bachutz, but now it's part of the body. Right, you want to say after somebody eats a big meal and they die, it's Gangilon. No, the food becomes part of you after you eat it. So what if everything in the body ultimately comes from external? Vuchelek Migufo. Right, Onira, the mace, right after after he eats. And then he says, V'yish ladun, he just asks, fascinating question. Lagambi tumas rekev, be'echad shayilu shever baraglo, v'chibro de bragim. If somebody has screws in their leg, if somebody has, I don't know, a pacemaker, any of these. Fascinating question. Is it tumas rekev? Because it's something external. Does something like that become part of you? Ma din b'shinayim totavot. Right? You have artificial teeth. Uma din ba'adam sheshtilu lo kotsev lev. Right? A pacemaker. V'nir kevam matami t'korekev meis. Right? Fascinating shaylas that would come up. Okay, two more minutes. Hasha da'am. So now we finish. So Rav explained, that's the whole svara for Reb Shimon. Over there, Tumas, for Gan Gilon and Tumas Rekav. So Hasha da'am time at Reb Shimon, Mishum Sofa Kitzilaso. So back to our case. Gabi Shilya, my time. So what's the reason for Reb Shimon by Shilya? What's the reason that he says Tahar by Shilya? So Amrav Yochanan Mishim Bita Barov Naguba, as we said in the Mishnah. Bita Barov, we assume it was totally disintegrated, and it is Batel in the other liquid coming out. Rashi, Shadam Haleda Nisraba al Michui Havlad Umavatlo. The blood that comes out along with the birth is Mavatel, the disintegrated, liquefied fetus. The Azar Rabbi Yochanan Latimei, and Rabbi Yochanan, who says Bittel Barov here, goes according to his own Svar, Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Amr Davar Echad. Because he said that Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov hold the same thing. Rabbi Shimon ad Amr, Rabbi Shimon says right here, Bittel Barov, and Rabbi Eliezer, and he says Rabbi Elazar says the same thing, to Tanya. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Behema Gasa, Sheshafa Chararez Dam, if a Behema Gasa, pushes out chararez dam, and it's a mafkeres, right? You don't know about the bechora, so a chunk of blood comes out of the behema gasa. Harizu tikaver, it needs to be buried because we assume it might have been a bechor upaturim and a bechora, and the next baby is going to be pater from bechor. That is what Reb Elazar ben Yaakov says. V'tani Reb Chiya Allah ain't a metame lo b'magav lo b'masa, but it's not metame magor or masa, meaning nevela. So we ask why? Omiyachas ain't a metame lo b'magav lo b'masa, might tikaver. If it's not metame magor masa, so why should it be buried? Because to make sure that even though it's not a Vlad, but it's still something that potters from the next Bechor. Alma Vlad Ma'alyahu. So one second. So then you're telling me it's potters, then it is a Vlad, and then for the next one, so it is a good Vlad. If it's Metame, it's a Vlad. If it's not Metame, it's not a Vlad. How can you have both? How can you say it's not Metame, but it potters from the next baby that comes out? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Mitl Barov, Naguba. It's Bitl Barov. It was a Vlad. But then it was Batl Barov on the way out. Therefore, it's not going to be Matami B'magav B'masa. So Rabbi Yochanan, who puts our Reb Shimon and that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov together, right, that's L'shitaso. Because he says both of them are based on the Svara of Bitl Barov. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Be'amar Rabbi Yami. And B'Hashem will continue tomorrow. Again, I'm still not sure. I'll let you know tomorrow whether there's a daf on Tuesday. But tomorrow, B'Hashem, will be a daf, and we'll make some announcements tomorrow about other things as well. Okay, we'll stop here.